From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. military has begun an expanded campaign against militants in Iraq, with American warplanes striking a target near Baghdad on Monday. White House officials say more than two dozen allies are promising to help defeat the self-proclaimed Islamic State group, also known as ISIS. Spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama hopes Congress will soon be on board.
The president believes it's important to strike while the iron is hot here. And begin to ramp up this program as soon as possible, particularly now that we have willing commitments from regional governments.
The administration is seeking congressional support for aiding moderate Syrian rebels battling ISIS. The proposal would be added to a stopgap spending bill lawmakers hope to finalize before recessing for the midterm elections. The president has awarded the nation's highest military decoration to a pair of veterans for their heroism during the Vietnam War. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
Army Specialist Donald Sloat was on patrol when someone in his unit tripped a booby trap. A grenade rolled to his feet, and President Obama says he had a choice.
At that moment, he could have ducked for cover. But Don did something truly extraordinary. He reached down and he picked that grenade up.
Sloat held on to it, bending his body to take the brunt of the explosion. He was killed, but everyone else survived. Army Command Sergeant Major Benny Adkins is now 80 years old. But in 1966, he was a Green Beret who put himself in danger to rescue injured comrades in the midst of a multi-day battle. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Both Ukrainian and rebel forces say they're rearming in case their September 5th truce falls apart. Six people were killed and 15 others were wounded in shelling on the rebel-held city of Donetsk on Sunday. City officials blamed the violence on separatists, who Ukrainian and Western leaders insist are being aided by Russia. British Prime Minister David Cameron has delivered his final closing arguments to Scottish voters ahead of their independence vote on Thursday. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more from Edinburgh.
Cameron's speech was personal, passionate, and at times ominous. He warned that, quote, independence would not be a trial separation. It will be a painful divorce. He listed the many privileges that an independent Scotland would lose in areas ranging from banking to healthcare to the military.
For the people of Scotland to walk away now would be like painstakingly building a home and then walking out the door and throwing away the keys.
Polls show that the race is very tight. Hundreds of thousands of people have already cast their ballots by mail, and turnout on Thursday is expected to be above 80%, higher than any election in Scottish history. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Edinburgh.
This is NPR News. Three wildfires in California have forced thousands of people from their homes. In the northern part of the state, strong winds have fueled a blaze near the small town of Weed, near Mount Shasta. In central California, firefighters spent the day trying to reinforce containment lines in steep terrain near a foothill community south of Yosemite National Park. The third blaze is burning about 60 miles east of Sacramento. Microsoft plans to pay $2.5 billion to acquire the widely popular game Minecraft. NPR's Laura Seidel says it's a strategy shift for the tech giant.
There's a lot of digging and building going on in Minecraft, and the Swedish-based game company has sold some 50 million copies since it came out in 2009. It's popular with kids as young as six, as well as adults. It can also be played on PCs, as well as Android and Apple phones and tablets. Analyst PJ McNeely says the purchase of Minecraft shows Satya Nadella, Microsoft's new CEO, has accepted the limits of trying to keep people away from competing operating systems.
They're coming around to the new vision and recognizing that iOS and Android devices are real and they're threats, but why not co-opt them rather than just being dominated?
The creator of Minecraft, Marcus Persson, is not staying with the company. He has a history of railing against big corporations. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
United Airlines is offering flight attendants up to $100,000 to walk away from their jobs. The airline says the so-called early outs will help reduce or avoid layoffs and remove more expensive employees. The company is in labor talks with the Association of Flight Attendants. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.